We continue our learning the Nishmas David ben Menachem Mishnah Ham Yaakov ben Pinchas Eliyahu. We are in Zvach in Perek Vav Mishnah Hey. Ola Sa'of. So in the previous Mishnah we spoke about the Chata Sa'of. This is the Ola Sa'of. Ola means that the entire oaf, the bird, is going to be burnt. As we will see, when do you bring an Ola Sa'of? So Ola, so we mentioned when we spoke about in Masechet Shavuos, the Korban Ola V'Yored. So the middle level, we have the wealthy person who brings a kevest. We have the middle level who bring birds. And then we have the one who is very poor brings a flower offering of Korban Mincha. So that would be an example where those of a variety of sins. We have other cases, let's say for the Yoledes, the one who gives birth, who's able to afford it, brings a kevest. But if not, she brings she brings two birds as well. So there's a chatas and an ola. So there's an ola sa'of. What do we do the ola sa'of? And we'll see how it differs from the chatas sa'of. Ketzareis anasis. How was it done? Ola vakevish. The Kohen would go up the ramp. Now this already is different. Of course, when it came to the chatas, so the first thing we said was he did the malika. Not true when it comes to the ola, because the ola, the blood has to be placed on the Mizbech above the Chodas Sikra. So the Kohen has to be above. Therefore, he has to be walking around the Sovev. It's not going to be opposite the Yisod, the base of the Mizbech. Not on the lower half of the Mizbech. The upper half. So the first thing he has to do is go up the Kevesh, is go up the ramp. And then, Ufanala Sovev. Then he turns to his right, and he goes to the Sovev. The Sovev is that ledge that we mentioned many times, halfway up the Mizbeach. That's where he would be able to do the sprinkling. It's interesting, we have to remember that when it comes to the Korban Chatas of an animal, the sprinkling is above on those horns, is higher than the sprinkling when it comes to the Korban Ola as an animal. As opposed to here, when it comes to the Ofi, it's the exact opposite. The Ola sprinkling is above, and the Chata sprinkling is below. Either way, where is he? He's actually in the right place. Balo lo keren dromis mizrachis. He is in the southeastern corner. Now, we mentioned all of those things that are done in the southwestern corner. The leftover blood and the wine and the oil and the hagasha of the korban mincha and many other things that are done on the left side of the kevesh. This is the first corner you arrive to on the right side. If you remember, we mentioned that although if there's a lot going on in that corner, you can do the ola sa'of in the left corner, in the southwestern corner, but the chatchila, where it's supposed to be done, assuming there's space for it, it's not too busy over there, not too many karbonos being brought, it should be done in the eastern and southeastern corner. We said the reason for that is because we're going to burn part of the animal in the Beis HaDeshen, outside Yerushalayim. So that's actually closer to that corner. So that's where we do the avoda. So he returns to the Sovev and Ubalo Lekeren Domes Mizrachas and comes to that first corner, that southeastern corner to the right, first corner to the right of the Kevesh. Hayamolek Es Rosham Imul Arpa. So he did the Malika and it's as we described the Malika with the thumb in the previous Mishnah, whether he's holding it the bird in the left hand and doing the Malika on the right hand, or maybe all in the right hand, Umavdil, and then he would separate. So here is an important difference between the Chatas Of and the Ola Sof. When it came to the Chatas Of, we said you would not separate the head from the body, according to one opinion in Rishonim. Or maybe it means you would not separate and cut both of the simanim, both the esophagus and the trachea. You'd only cut one of them or a majority of one of them. Here it's saying, Umavdil, indeed, you would be Mavdil. What does that mean? So according to some, it means you separate the head from the body. According to others, it means, no, as the Bartimur here says, Chotech Shnei Simanim. You cut both simanim. It doesn't mean you separate the head from the body necessarily, but you have to cut both the esophagus and the trachea. How do I know that? So he quotes the Bartimur, he says, based on the pasuk Vayikra, hey, pasuk Ches, the fact that it says v'lo yavdil regarding the chatas of don't separate the head from the body or don't cut both simanim la manu sheba olas of mavdil. That shows you when it comes to the olas of we are supposed to be mavdil. We do cut both of those simanim. Now, how do I know that the Ola Sa'of, that the blood that's going to be squeezed, as we'll see in a moment, is supposed to be above the Chodas Sirka, higher on the Mizbeach and the Chatas? So this is based on the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Umalak es rosho v'hiktira Mizbecha. There's a relationship between the Malika and putting things on the Mizbeach to burn. Just like when you put things on the Mizbeach to burn, they're on the top. So too, the Ola Sa'of is supposed to be also on top. And then the end of that Pasuk says, "V'nimtza damo al kir hamizbech." You're going to drain or squeeze the blood on the wall of the mizbech, where the kir hamizbech, on the place where you normally do haktara. So that's why this relationship between the olas ha'of and the haktara and the burning of fats generally on the top of the mizbech is where we derive that the sprinkling of the blood is supposed to be above the chud hasikra when it comes to the olas ha'of. And the Mishnah then says, "U'mematze es dama al kir hamizbech," and then we drain or squeeze the blood from the animal, from the bird itself, on the wall of the mizbech. Now, also important to note the difference between the olas ha'of and the chatas. By the chatas ha'of, it wasn't just that we squeeze the blood. There, we use the Mishnah had said in Mishnah Dalet, "U'mazemi dama al kir hamizbech." You would sprinkle the blood. We said you took the bird and moved it back and forth so that blood would come out of the neck. And the shiarei adam, and only the leftover blood would you squeeze from the animal onto the mizbech, and that was below the chud hasikra, towards the yesod, towards the base. When it comes to the olas, so if there is no zrika at all, the only thing you would do was v'nimtza dama u'mematzes dama, you would have the blood drain on the wall of the mizbeach. So after the mitzvah hadam, the squeezing of the blood was done, natales harosh, he took the head. Now remember, the head could potentially be separated from the body. So in this case, when it comes to olas ha'of, v'hikif es v'hikif beis malika so la mizbeach. And what would he do with it? He'd bring the base malika, is where he made that incision, where he actually, where the head was cut and both the esophagus and the trachea was cut, and would put that next to, he pressed that next to the mizbeach. So here, he would be draining whatever blood was in the head specifically, so he would have, there would be, two times. First was mematzes dama al kir hamizbeach, and then just from the head, as opposed to the rest of the body. Here he's just taking the head, v'hikif beis malika so la mizbeach, and then you, what would you do? You press that section to drain whatever blood was in the head. That's also based on the pasuk that the pasuk in the Chumash describes this as well. Then usfago b'melach, sfog is like a sponge. You wanted there to be a salt. You had to, sfog means to allow the habit to absorb some salt. Anything has to go that goes on the mizbech, which this will, it's a carbonola, it has to have salt on it, based on the pasuk. Al kol carbonacha takriv melach. So here you wanted the head of the animal, which was going to be thrown in a moment on the mizbech, to absorb some salt on it before you threw it into the fire on the mizbech. And then after you had some salt absorbed into the head, uzraka al gabei ha'ishim, you threw it onto the fire. Why do you throw it? So maybe just practical, because he's standing on the sovev till where the fire is, he really has to toss the little head of the bird. And according to some, the general halacha is that the carbon is actually tossed onto the mizbech, and that needs to be done in general. Was placed on, literally on the fire, on the mizbeach. Bolo laguf, the hisiras hamura. Then, this is all based on the psukim and the chumash. Then he comes back to the body. The head is now on the mizbeach. The rest of the body is still here. What did he have to do? The hisiras hamura. The mura is towards the neck area. That's the crop. Do go back to your bird anatomy. He removed the crop. Some of what is digested is in there a little bit. Ves hanotza. Ves b'nei me'ayim hayotzimima. And the feathers and the intestines that come along that are attached to it, attached to the zefek, attached to the murah, v'hishlichon in the Beis HaDeshen. And those were not placed on the mizbech, those were thrown in the Beis HaDeshen, which is why we'd said the Beis HaDeshen was closest to this southeastern corner, to which was to the right, simply right adjacent to the right side of the kevesh, which is why, to that corner, which is why the avodah was ideally done in that corner. Based on the pasuk, v'hishlich osa etzel hamizbeach keima mekom hadeshen, this is where he's supposed to throw the crop, the zefek, the mur'ah, that where it says v'hisiris mur'ah so benotzasa. You had to take off the mur'ah, the crop, but benotzasa means there are feathers that are coming along with it, and b'nei me'ayim, intestines that may be attached to it as well. All of that is being thrown into the most in the makom hadeshen. That's what we said was very close to that section, which was next to that corner of the mizbeach. this is not the same Deshen that we spoke about when it came to certain carbonos that were outside, actually, and were burnt outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Here, we're speaking about this is where there was another place where they had ashes that were removed. Every day there was Trumas HaDeshen. I had to remove the ashes from the Mizbeach. This was 10 amos north of the bottom of the Kevesh and very close to that corner, which is why they would throw this and burn it in that area. After they finished the avoda, shisa velo hivdil. He would rip it, tear it, but not separate. What does that mean? This is based on the pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Aleph, pasuk Yud Zayin, referring to the olas haof, where it says v'shisa oso b'knafav lo yavdil. He shall tear the bird knafav with its wings, but he shouldn't be removing the feathers, and lo yavdil. He should not separate the bird. He makes a little hole by the spine, but he should not separate the bird into two separate parts. That's what it means. Shisa oso b'knafav, but lo yavdil. So that's what he was up to now. He would take the bird, and he would split it. Split it not completely, shisa oso, he would tear it, but not completely. So let's just review the different steps. There was, first he had to do the malika, and then he had to take the blood and squeeze it up against the mizbeach from the body, and then he was squeezing some blood from the head, and then he threw the head onto the mizbeach, and then he came back to the body, and he had removed the crop, the mur'ah, which came along with some feathers and some of the b'nei mayam, some of the intestines, threw that in the Beis HaDeshen section, which was not outside the mikdash where some of the holy karbanos are burnt, but rather, like say, on Yom Kippur and other Parim HaNisrafim, but rather right next to that corner where the savoda was done. And then, so the head's burnt on the Mizbeach, the crop and feathers, etc., some of them are on in this burnt in the Beis HaDeshen, and now he comes back to the bird, and he tears the bird by the spine, but not, doesn't split it completely. The Himivdil Mishnah says, kosher. If he did separate it completely, so then it's still going to be kosher b'dieved. Usfago b'melach, and then this is the rest of this bird. He has salt absorbed into it. Uzrakol gabayishim, and now he throws that onto the fire as well. So the bird was on the fire from before. After he removed the crop, then he throws the rest and splits the bird. He then throws it on his back as well. Perek vav mishnah vav lo heisiras amura v'lo esan notza v'lo es b'nei me'ayim hayotzinima v'lo sfago b'melach. Comes the Mishnah to say, if you didn't do any of these activities that the previous Mishnah requires, all the activities that were done after the Mitzvah Adam, after the squeezing of the blood out of the bird, so b'devet it's going to be kosher. And that it means if you didn't remove the crop, you didn't remove the feathers along with it, you didn't remove the entrails, the intestines along with it, that come along with taking out the crop. And you didn't, or let's say you didn't put some salt in it before you threw it onto the mizbeach. If you made any mistake at all, it's going to be kosher, because the bottom line is you did the mitzvah hadam properly. This is derived from the fact that it's true when it comes to an animal offering as well. If you did the zrikas hadam properly, but you didn't burn the emurim, let's say, on the mizbeach, so the evidence is going to be kosher. The same thing is true when it comes to when it comes to the olas haof. Now the Mishnah says at the end, let's say you switched olas haof and chatas haof. The hivdil b'chatas. Let's say you split the chatas v'lo hivdil b'ola. Now here we're not talking about the. We're going back to speaking about taking off the head or cutting both simanim. So when it came to the chatas, we said, you're not supposed to be mavdil. You're not supposed to cut both of the esophagus and the trachea. Let's say you did. Or the opposite. Let's say when it came to the ola, where you're supposed to cut them both, you did not. Says the Mishnah, pasal. And we have to remember that there are two havdalas going on here. There's the havdalah, the separation of the head from the body, or cutting both or most of both simanim versus not. And then there's the havdalah by the olas haof of splitting, of trying to make sure not to cut the body in half. even though you have to tear it and then place it on the Mizbeach. We're going back to the issue of the head. When it came to Karban Chatas, we said, don't separate the head from the body, or lo yavdil, or it meant you should not, or don't cut both simonim. Let's say you did, makes it puzzle. By the Ola, you are supposed to cut both simonim. And if you, so if you didn't, also puzzle. Mitzah dam harosh velo mitzah dam haguf psula. Let's say you squeezed out, you drained the blood of the head of the Ola, but not of the bird, but not the dam haguf, not the blood from the body, also psula. So by the bird specifically, where we said that the head is separate and the head gets its squeezing and it's thrown on the Mizbeach, went on the Mizbeach, so there are two separate mitzuis. You have the draining of the head, you have the draining of the body. So here the Mishnah says if you drain, you squeeze the blood out of the head, but not the body, psula when it comes to the Ola. Mitzah dam haguf. But if you did the squeezing from the body, but you didn't do the squeezing from the head, that is going to be kosher. We assume because most of the blood of the body is found of the bird is found in the body, not in the head. That's why that is going to be kosher if you did the mitzvah in the body, not the head, but not the reverse.